Concussion is a common word, but few of us can explain what it means. Concussion is a brain trauma. It can come from hitting your head, but it does not have to. Whiplash without any head impact at all is enough to cause the soft tissues of your brain to thrash inside your skull and damage the microscopic tissues essential to proper brain function. Because a vehicle's sudden stopping or its forceful movement forward or backward can injure brain tissue, concussions frequently come from car accidents. They also commonly originate from construction injuries and falls. However, because they often accompany painful physical injuries, their occurrence can be overlooked, as treating severe pain is always the priority for early medical attention. Such things as a painful neck or back following an accident can divert physicians from investigating concussion. And if such severe pain persists, diagnosis of the brain injury can be completely overlooked. Additionally, mental deficits following trauma can come from concussion and from severe bodily pain. It does not have to be an either or. Early common signs and symptoms of concussion include daze, confusion, or brief loss of consciousness, headaches, dizziness, nausea, ringing in the ears, commonly known as tinnitus, forgetfulness regarding the immediate post-trauma events, imbalance, and blurred vision. Even if these initial problems lessen in the days and weeks following a trauma, many other difficulties arising from concussion can gradually emerge in the days and weeks that follow the trauma. Typical are short-term memory loss, problems paying attention or concentrating, loss of temper, irritability, and problems organizing and planning. Because of their typically delayed expression or emergence, these problems will not be evident during initial emergency room evaluation and are often overlooked as they develop in the weeks and months following a trauma. Indeed, sometimes years can pass without these problems being diagnosed or even evaluated. Additionally, as it is worrisome to experience yourself declining mentally, a patient suffering concussion-related problems can avoid, deny, or at least be delayed in acknowledging these cognitive difficulties. One thing making recognition of the consequences of concussion difficult is that although concussion does injure the brain, it usually does not affect a person's intelligence or their speech. Yet intelligence and speech are the traditional ways people, including physicians, usually base their opinion of another person's mental functioning. While concussion often does not disturb intelligence and speech, it nonetheless can alter the ability to use your intelligence. This creates an increasing gap between speaking and sounding intelligent from actually acting intelligently. Hence, as the concussion victim still looks and sounds the same and can give the same outside impression of intelligence, concussion-related problems can remain hidden for a long time. Eventually, however, family members come to see that their loved ones are no longer the same. Conversations are forgotten or have to be repeated that shouldn't be. The stove can be left on and food burned. Responsibilities can be overlooked. Personality can change from pleasant to irritable and impatient or indifferent. Bright light and or loud music can become unbearable. Concentration becomes difficult. Sleep becomes hard to sustain. And getting through the day becomes increasingly exhausting for people that beforehand were quite energetic. In order to investigate these problems, special studies need to be performed, which physicians either rarely prescribe or are often unfamiliar with. These studies include neuropsychological testing, which profiles very specific cognitive features such as attention, concentration, short-term memory, visual memory, which refers to remembering what you see, auditory memory, which refers to remembering what you hear, abstract reasoning, which refers to your ability to think about concepts, visual-spatial relations, which refers to the ability to recognize the spatial relationships between different objects, the ability to organize, the ability to plan, the ability to make responsible judgments for yourself. Objective confirmation of brain injury can also require special types of brain imaging. Special imaging is often required as the standard CAT scan or brain MRI that physicians prescribe for early or even persistent concussion symptoms do not have the magnification and the resolution to detect the microscopic brain tissue injury that concussion typically inflicts. That's another reason why concussions are often overlooked or misdiagnosed. A synonym for concussion is mild traumatic brain injury. Mild does not mean that the concussion is necessarily mild in terms of its ultimate effects. Mild rather refers to how badly a person appears to be hurt initially. If there has been no extended loss of consciousness, or even no loss of consciousness at all, the brain trauma is classified by physicians as mild, indicating that no immediate medical intervention is needed. But even with no loss of consciousness, the long-term consequences of concussion can be severe, permanent, and often worsening over time. Hence, ultimately, the mild traumatic brain injury can itself prove to be severely disabling. And the older the person, the higher the risk of such long-term disabling consequences occurring. When a permanently disabling concussion occurs from a negligently caused accident, it can support a very substantial lawsuit. For that significant percentage of people that do not recover from the loss or impairment of their career, who are experiencing in the aftermath of a concussion, increasing dependency on other people, an erosion of their relationships, and serious mental decline, those lawsuits can at times justify multi-million-dollar awards. However, proving the consequences of concussion in a courtroom requires a lawyer with substantial knowledge and experience in this area, and an understanding of the whole scope of evaluations necessary to investigate concussion. Otherwise, the injury can often be discounted, and the potential for an adequate financial award greatly diminished.